Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello there on your Saturday evening from Michigan State Capitol. We get ready for Game 50 of the 2023 Lansing Lugnut season. They take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels for the fifth of six games this week. Tonight, Defenders of the Diamond Knights. It will continue this weekend and into tomorrow. So the Lugnuts wearing specialty Marvel-themed uniforms to go along with their Lansing Lugnuts look. Adam Jackson with you for another night of Lugnuts baseball, and a good night last night to follow up after they picked up their first win in the series. Cedar Rapids coming all the way from Iowa, and they had kind of taken Lansing's lunch the first three nights of this series. You go back to Tuesday, they won 3-2. Tuesday they won 5-4. Wednesday they won 3-2. Then they had that triumph 24-5 on Thursday. So after 20 hits and 24 runs, the most ever given up in Lansing's franchise history, those 24 runs. They came and pitched it much better yesterday. Lansing winning 3-2 last night. So the Lugnuts 22-27, while the Colonels now 28-21. That ended Cedar Rapids' six-game win streak, and that stopped the three-game skid for the Nuts. As mentioned, they pitched it really well. Jacob Waters, the fourth-round selection out of West Virginia, picked up his first win of the season, went five innings, gave up three hits, two runs. It was on that first inning home run from Kalai Rosario, but then didn't allow any runs, and neither did the Nuts for the final eight innings. Mac Lardner came in and got eight straight outs, and then Tyler Baum nailed down four of the five batters that he faced and picked up his fourth save, as the Nuts did it just enough with an Eurybio Angele solo shot, his third this season, and then an inning later in the fourth, it was the big fella, Daniel Susak, a two-run shot out to left center field. Put the Nuts up for good, 3-2. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Lansing. So that brings us into tonight and another good pitching matchup. Two fifth-rounders that were selected by both the Twins and the A's. The Lugnuts' most consistent starter this year, Jack Perkins, threw over 40 innings of work. His ERA sits under 3 as he gets his first start in June. Now the other side, it's Christian McLeod, the man coming off Tommy John, making his second start in high A. He pitched just one inning last week against Wisconsin, gave up a three-run homer, and then they took him out. But they have high expectations for the former Mississippi State Bulldog. So that's our matchup tonight. When we come back, we'll give you a look at the starting nines for both teams in game number 50 of 2023. Cedar Rapids, 28-21. Lansing 22-27, and it is another gorgeous evening for baseball, up over 80 degrees, sunny, and a big crowd coming in again tonight to support the Lansing Lugnuts. We'll be right back to Jackson Field right after this.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marvel Defender of the Diamond tonight as it continues into tomorrow with the Kids' Day for the Lansing Lugnuts. The Dream Team currently taking the field as Jackson Field getting set for the Nuts and the Colonels. Let's get you the starting lineups for the fifth game of this series. Beginning with Cedar Rapids, they lead the series 3-1 after winning Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tanner Schobel leads off. He's had a couple home runs this week at third base. Emmanuel Rodriguez bats second and plays center. Kalai Rosario, the only man accounting for the runs yesterday for Cedar Rapids, bats third and is DH. Ben Ross, the right fielder, swings cleanup. Noah Cardenas is catching, batting fifth. Noah Miller, the shortstop, he's batting sixth. Misael Urbina bats seventh and plays left field. Ernie Yank make his first start of this series as he swings eighth and plays second base. And Keone Cavaco rounds out the nine for Cedar Rapids at first base. Schobel, Rodriguez, Rosario, Ross, Cardenas, Miller, Urbina, Yake, and Cavaco. And they are in support of the lefty, Christian McLeod, the Mississippi State Bulldog and former national champ from 2021, making his second high A start this season. All right, for the Lansing Lugnuts, Johnny Butler leading off once more in left field. Saheed Valenzuela plugged into that two-hole tonight. Instead of Jack Winkler, he's at second base. Max Muncy hitting third, playing short. Daniel Susak, after his two-run shot yesterday, back in the cleanup spot and catching. Junior Perez swings fifth and plays center field. Brian Cuevas, after a day off yesterday, hits sixth and plays right. Danny Bautista is back at first, batting seventh. Alexander Campos at the hot corner, swinging eighth. And Eury Villanueva, the other home run hitter, rounds out the nine for Craig Conklin. He's the DH. Butler, Valenzuela, Muncy, Susak, Perez, Welbas, Bautista, Campos, Angeles, and they support Jack Perkins, who is one of the best in the league so far, as he, the fifth-round selection after the Lugnuts got their win yesterday with the fourth-rounder from a year ago and Jacob Waters. Through seven starts this year, the ERA sits under three for Jack Perkins, and a pretty good performance the last time out. He went 6 2/3, gave up just two runs and three hits in a losing effort, but was great for him being back close to home. He's from Kokomo, Indiana, and they played in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And Jack had up over 15 family members and friends that came out to attend his last outing. So he gets the ball again tonight. He has been a touch better at home. ERA sits just above 2 in home games this year. So we'll see if he can help the Lugnuts defend the diamond. They're getting ready to come out. Those themed uniforms with Thor's hammer with the Luggy the Lugnut face on it, and then the lightning bolts on the side of the screw slash the holder of the hammer. It is a pretty swell look down there, and then you've got that same logo on the front of the black caps with the red bill. And here come those defenders of the diamond, the Lansing Lugnuts, out onto the field as they battle the Cedar Rapids Colonels, who are in the away grays. Colonels, they have been good in the grays on the road, so trying to continue that tonight, while the Nuts are hoping they would love to get a series split after dropping the first three games. The Colonels, though, 10-1 this year in those road grays. All right, both teams out in front of their dugouts, first and third baseline. Dream Team out with the Lugnuts on the field. And now we are ready for the national anthem as the fans stand at attention to the flag in right. Let's send it down to the field. Absolutely beautiful down there with the wind blowing 84 degrees, 15 mile an hour winds, but a beautiful night for baseball. National anthem sung, and we are just about ready for baseball on this Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. It is game number 50 already. This season flying by, started back in early April, and now coming up through the month of June. Things have warmed up this week in the upper 80s and 90s. And the Lansing Lugnuts with Jack Perkins out there on the hill with his defense behind him as the Lugnut flag gets waved around the diamonds. That will be in support of the Diamond Defenders tonight. As there are some superheroes down there, Thor and Black Panther. Big Lug has the mighty hand on from Avengers Endgame. He's got everything going on. The gold arm almost there. The glove to wear. And he's also, again, in support with his superheroes to his right and to his left. We are just about ready to hear those two most famous words as we get ready for baseball tonight in Michigan State Capitol. After the Lugnuts won the first of four games, we'll send it down to the field. All right, there we go. So let us play some baseball here on this Saturday evening. The first nine here for Cedar Rapids: Tanner Schoble, Emmanuel Rodriguez, Kalai Rosario, Ben Ross, Noah Cardenas, and Noah Miller. Isaiah Urbina, Ernie Yake, and Keone Cavaco in the away grays. Again, Cedar Rapids 10-1 in these gray uniforms. They wore them earlier this week, and they beat the Nuts by a run. We'll see what happens here tonight. Lansing with those great Marvel-themed uniforms. The lightning bolt, supercharge all across the uniform in black, red, and a grayish-silver look with that hammer in front and the Lugnut logo, menacing face. Lugnuts logo on the right sleeve, Athletics logo on the left sleeve, and then the black and red caps with that Luggy, the logo, hammer look in front. Into the box is Tanner Schoble. Jack Perkins, first pitch, and it's low and outside, ball one, as we are underway from Michigan State Capitol. Perkins gonna dust off the mound right there in front of the rubber. Get ready to go with pitch two. Kicks and throws. Shot foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. Showbull's having a heck of a series, nearly batting 500. 9 hits and 20 ABs, 2 home runs, and 7 driven in. Open stance from the right side of the plate for this man. Pitch home. Checked it, and he held up. That pitch got off of Daniel Susak's glove and went back to the backstop. Long holds here for Perkins as he takes his time. And the pitch. Lifted out to right field, and that twists toward the bleachers just in front of the Miller Lite elevator. That's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lancing defensively with Johnny Butler in left, Junior Perez in center, Brian Puelbas in right. Alexander Campos at third with Danny Bautista at first. Pitch home. Lifted out to left field, but hanging up. Butler coming over into the corner, makes the catch. And there's one away. So we've seen Johnny Butler play mostly right field, but out there in left today. I guess he's played both spots. Back in left, he was in right yesterday. Now here's Emmanuel Rodriguez. By the way, the rest of the infield, Max Muncy is at short, Saheed Valenzuela at second. Daniel Susak behind the plate with Jack Perkins on the hill. He throws. Fastball zips in there, inside corner, strike one. Perkins with a fastball. Big-time curve, changeup, and a cutter. Faces the lefty, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Throws. Zips it in a little bit low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Umpires rotate. Josiah Shepherd behind the plate for tonight's game. Ken Jackson in the field. They'll switch again and be the same pair tomorrow for the series finale. 1-1 pitch. Kicked back off the netting. 1-2. Rodriguez with 5 driven in. 4 walks. And 5 runs scored in this series. Good size from the left side of the plate. Where's number 13, the 5'10", 210-pounder from the Dominican Republic? He takes time as he readjusts in the freshly painted batter's box. 1-2 pitch from Perkins. Swing and a miss. He was right over the top of that cutter. There's the first strikeout for Perkins. Well, it was 9 strikeouts from Lansing starter yesterday, Jacob Waters. And again, no surprise, the Lugnuts won that game where they pitched well after giving up the 24 and 20 hits the day before. So looking for another good starting pitching performance tonight. Here's Kalai Rosario. Pitch. Flied foul. Strike one. Rosario had the 2-run shot in the first inning yesterday. Cedar Rapids has scored in the first inning in back-to-back days. Perkins trying to eliminate that tonight. The pitch. Inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jack Perkins, 2-3 on the season with an ERA of just under 3. His 8th start and 9th appearance through 40 innings of work. 1-1. Breaking ball drops in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 13 runs allowed. 2 homers. 39 strikeouts with that one he just collected on Rodriguez, and 16 walks. Opponents batting just 193, though, against Perkins, which is top 5 in the Midwest League. The top A's pitcher from last year's draft. 2nd top pitcher. 1-2, swing and a miss. And he gets back-to-back strikeouts of Rosario as Jacob Waters taken in the 4th round. Jack taken in the 5th. And he's got a 1-2-3 first inning with 2 Ks. We head to the bottom of the first. Lansing looking to get the game's first runs. They defend the diamond tonight from Michigan State Capitol.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
you don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
A quick top of the first for Jack Perkins means Lansing has kept Cedar Rapids off the board for the first time in three games in the first inning. First pitch, fastball in there, strike one to Johnny Butler. Christian McLeod, the fifth round selection back a couple of years ago. For the Twins, throws. Lefty just misses with the fastball. One ball, one strike. Fastball, curve, and a change. For McLeod, throws. Lifted, out to left center field, hit well. Urbina is going back just in front of the track, now steps back onto it and makes the catch for the first out. Well struck ball there from Johnny Butler, but not enough thunder in his bat. A Marvel Defenders of the Diamond weekend kicking off tonight. Lugnuts will be back celebrating the Marvel characters and great cinematic universe tomorrow as well on a Sunday Kids Day. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch is bounced off the plate in front of the mound. McLeod fields, throws to first in time. Four pitches, two outs. Well, this is a much better first inning so far for McLeod than his last high A start. This is second as he rehabbing back from Tommy John surgery. He gave up a three-run shot in the first inning against Wisconsin. Was pulled after that lone inning. The pitch. Fastball a little up. Ball one to Max Muncy. No score. Bottom one at Jackson Field with the sun lighting up the diamond just after 7 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. 1-0 pitch. Way up and outside. Two balls, no strikes on Muncy. Comes in batting just short of 240. One of the few players tied in second with four home runs on the current Nuts roster and 18 driven in for Max. The pitch. Takes it down low. Three balls, no strikes. McLeod out of Mississippi State and helped the Bulldogs win a national championship a couple of years ago. He actually started in that championship series, game one, against Vanderbilt. A pitch home. That's in there, outside corner with the fastball. 3-1. So how about that? He would have played against C.J. Rodriguez, starting catcher for the Commodores that year. 3-1. That's up high, ball four, and Muncy is the first base runner of the night as he walks on five pitches. So C.J. Rodriguez not in the lineup tonight, but he certainly has to remember Christian McLeod. Now, McLeod got roughed up, only lasted two-thirds of an inning in that one, and that was the lone game that Vanderbilt won, but his Bulldogs came back and won games 2 and 3 to take their first championship. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one to Daniel Susak. No score, bottom one, two outs. It was the first team title in Mississippi State history, 126 years. Pitch. Lifted out to center field, backing up is Rodriguez, circling to his left, makes the catch, and that's going to do it. So Daniel Susak, a pretty good swing, but unable to get it to land safely. So the walk to Muncy is stranded. We head to the second. No score between Lansing and Cedar Rapids from Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this. We reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
One inning complete as we head to the second. No score in a quick first inning. 13 pitches for Jack Perkins. Just 11 pitches for Christian McLeod. And here come the 4, 5, and 6 hitters against Perkins, the righty, out of Indiana. Ben Ross, Noah Cardenas, and Noah Miller. First pitch to Ross, the right-hander. Here it is. Swatted up into the light blue sky and tailing foul first base side toward the bleachers. That ball up there lands on the concourse. Strike one on Ross, who's had a couple home runs in this series. 7 driven in. Pitch home. That's in there on the outside corner. Strike 2. Ross, the man that had 2 home runs in that 3 home run ninth, that 24-5 win on Thursday. Yo, 2. Checked it. Did he go around? Yes, he did, according to first base umpire Ken Jackson. 3rd straight strikeout for Perkins. So he has maneuvered through the best part of this order with no problem. Schoble put it in play, a flyout, but then 3 straight strikeouts. 4 up, 4 down. Here's Noah Cardenas. No score, top 2 in Lansing. Pitch home. Inside, ball 1. Cardenas, the catcher with 3 driven in this week, average up just short of 280. 17 total driven in this year. Pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. 1-1. 804 OPS for Cardenas. Pitch. Inside. 2-1. Yesterday, Lansing gave up 2 runs in 1 half inning, and that was it. The pitch. Inside again, 3-1, and first time we've seen Perkins start to waver a little bit with the command as he's behind against Cardenas. 3-1 pitch. Swinging, it's in on the hands, grounded over towards third, swept up by Campos and over to first in time. Bautista stretched down the line, but he made the catch. 2 down. Good start here for Jack Perkins. Again, his ERA has been just a touch better here at home, just up over 2 in home games this year. He has been most susceptible to giving up runs in the second inning. The pitch. Noah Miller takes it in there, strike 1. Second inning, his ERA shoots up over 6, which is the most of any half inning he's tossed this year. The pitch. There's a bouncer off the plate, weakly hit towards second. Waiting Valenzuela has it, wings to first in time. No problem in this second inning. 6 up, 6 down for the 5th rounder last year, Jack Perkins. They're 1.5, no score between Lansing and Cedar Rapids.
Create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing Lugnuts trying to get the first runs of the game as we head to the bottom of the second. Junior Perez leads off against the left-hander out of Mississippi State, Christian McLeod. Ryan Wellbones, Danny Bautista to follow, 5, 6, and 7. After one walk given up to Max Muncy in the first. The pitch, fastball in there, strike one against Perez. Junior, 5 home runs, leads the active roster for the Nuts, and Perez actually going to take time here before pitch 2. Looks like he wanted to readjust the batting gloves. So he steps back in, 6 for 15 in this series. Pitch home. Shot down to the right field side. Foul. No balls, 2 strikes. Hit his 5th home run earlier this week. Scored 2 runs, an RBI, 2 doubles. Nice series. Pitch home. That's inside. Twisting with the curveball, 1-2. He's risen that average up to 195, and it was sitting in the 50s. For the longest time when he was struggling. The pitch, down low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's also a nice threat when he gets on the bases. He's got 10 swipes this year. The lefty's 2-2 pitch. Inside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. I love the consistency for Perez with the Lugnuts red, with the red batting gloves and the red shoes. Payoff pitch. Low and inside, ball 4. Nice job. He got behind 0-2 and then was given 4 straight pitches out of the zone. Second walk allowed by Christian McLeod. So now here comes Brian Buelbas. He had a home run earlier this week, his first with the Nuts here in 2023. Buelbas didn't play in yesterday's game. Steps up from the right side. No score, bottom 2. Trying to get a half inning going for the Nuts. Pitch home. Squares to bunt. Puts it in fair play down the first base side. Charging is McLeod, and he has no throw to first base as he drops the ball. And now Perez spinting over to third. Slides in safely. And he stays on the bag after Schobel tried to fake him out like the ball was lost into left field. And they're at the corners with nobody out in the second. A bunt single, and then we'll see if there's an error on Perez advancing over to third base, but a great bunt by Brian Buelbas up the first base side. It was going to be tough if McLeod fielded it cleanly, then he went to pick it up, didn't, and it rolled a few feet away from him, and that's when Perez made the turn to third. So now Danny Bautista comes up with a chance to give the Nuts the game's first run. The pitch. Fastball outside. Ball 1. They do go fielding error on McLeod to get Perez over to third. Quick visit here from the catcher for Cedar Rapids. That's Noah Cardenas out there on the hill. These are the 2 best teams in terms of clean baseball defensively, each now with 34 errors on the season, which is lowest in the NWL. There's a 1-0 pitch. lifted out to right field, backing up Ross. This should get the run in. Comes in, makes the catch. Here comes the tag from Perez. The throw is up the line at third. Touching the plate safely is Perez. 1-0 Lugnuts in the second. Danny Bautista drives in his 19th Lugnut runner. And that is exactly how you draw it up if you can't get one to land safely. So the first time in a few nights, the Nuts score first. Here's Alexander Campos. Pitch home. There goes the runner. Throw down is late, and it's a stolen base for Brian Buelvas, his second. So two steals now in his first couple of weeks with the Nuts, just promoted from Stockton. Now another runner in scoring position. 1-0 pitch. Campos lays off of it. It's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing had allowed Cedar Rapids to score first in the last four games, every game of this series. A pitch. In there, strike one. A breaking ball that hung in at the knees. So Lansing scores first for the first time this week. Cedar Rapids, check that, Lansing scored first on Tuesday. So Tuesday and Saturday. Looking back at second, the throw home. Up high and outside, 3-1 on Campos. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it was all Cedar Rapids, including getting two runs in the first yesterday and on Thursday. The pitch, there goes the runner to third. Throw down is late, not even a slide from Buelvas. So he has swiped second and third. And again, didn't even need to get down because he had already made it to the bag in time. And by the way, that's ball four on Campos. So again, runners at the corners. Third walk already given up by McLeod in his second high A start. And walked just one batter in that inning he pitched against Wisconsin last week. So here's Arribiolanteles, home run yesterday, the pitch. Stands and takes on the outside corner fastball, strike one. 1-0 Lansing, we're in the bottom of the second. One out, runners at first and third. Already a run home on the sack fly from Danny Bautista, scored Junior Perez. Throw back to first. Campos there in plenty of time. Remember, last night the Lugnuts didn't manufacture any runs. They just hit a couple of home runs. That was it. In the third and the fourth, they're only scoring. It's all they needed, 1-3-2. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball hangs up, but misses inside. One ball, one strike. Arribiolanteles averaged now up over 220. He's had two home runs this week to bring that total to three. 14 driven in. The pitch. Anjales takes a high curve. 2-1. Guy that does not walk much, but he's doing a better job of not swinging at pitches out of the zone. And work the hitter's count here. Here's the 2-1. Fastball is hit on the ground towards short. Shuffling to his left, Miller to second. Goes back to first. It's a double play. And you cancel out the run that came in from Brian Buelvas. What a turn for Noah Miller. 6-4-3. Saves one run. The Lugnuts do score the first run. 1-0 after two in Michigan State Capitol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
A good start for the Lansing Lugnuts in front 1-0 on a Marvel Defenders of the Diamond night here. In early June, the first pitch from Jack Perkins down low, ball one. Six up, six down for him with three strikeouts, so he faces the final third in the card. Misael Urbina at the plate with that open stance from the right side. Perkins pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss on the outer edge. 1-1. Ernie Yank and Keone Cavaco to follow. For Cedar Rapids coming in first place in the Midwest League West Division standings. 1-1. High hopper over towards short. Muncy charges to the left to second. Throws on the run in time as Bautista reaches out to his left, makes the catch. Seven straight set down by the righty Jack Perkins. Nice play by Muncy. All right, and here is Ernie Yank making his first start in the series. Got implemented yesterday after an injury to Jose Salas. That's from the left side. The pitch. Twisted up, foul, third base side. Campos giving chase. Strike one. Yank was 1-for-2 yesterday with a base hit that kept the game alive in the ninth, but then Tyler Baum promptly got the next out. Lansing held on 3-2. Pitch home. Up high and outside to Yank. One ball, one strike. 240 hitter, one home run, three driven in. He is the Buddy's K-man tonight, so if he strikes out at all in this game, Lugnuts will get free pizza. Pitch. That cutter is in there. Strike two. Section of the fans will get some free pizza, and there's two strikes, so the count is on up there on the video board. 1-2 pitch. Swings and fouls it back to the suites. Yank wears number 9. 5'10", 175-pounder from Washington. Here's the pitch home. Up high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Been a good start for Perkins. In command, he's been hitting his pitches. Got behind one batter, 3-1, but came back to get the out. Pitch. Swung out to left field. Butler going over towards the line, and that falls short into the seats. We have had some big crowds with the weather warming up this week, starting to see that coveted Michigan summer weather, perfect for baseball, up over 5,000, nearly 6,000 last night, 5,000 the night before, and 9,000 on Wednesday. Biggest crowd in the Midwest League this year. Here's the 2-2 pitch. In on the hands, jammed up, pop up left side of the infield. Campos comes in, makes the catch on the run. 8 up and 8 down for Perkins. This has been fun to watch for Jack. 6'1", 220-pound, 23-year-old. Out of Indiana, started his collegiate career at Louisville before transferring to the Big Ten and the Hoosiers. The pitch. Keone Cavaco sprays it foul. Strike one. Couple of years with Louisville. He showed flashes of stuff but didn't have the command, so then he left. 0-1. Low and outside. One ball, one strike. And so for last year, he spent time at Indiana. That was after he had Tommy John surgery with Louisville. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Beauty of a pitch right there is that cutter running away from Cavaco. Perkins looking to get through the order perfectly. The pitch lifted out to left field. Butler going towards the line. diving, and he makes the catch on the warning track. A superhero-like catch on Marvel Defenders of the Diamonds night by Johnny Butler. So 9 up and 9 retired for Jack Perkins, and we are through 2.5 in Michigan State Capitol. 1-0, Lugnuts in front.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
One time through the order for each team, and Lansing leading 1-0 as we bring you back. Bottom three, first pitch fastball up high to Johnny Butler. The Nuts go through the order for a second time. 1-2-3, Butler, Saheed Valenzuela, Max Muncy against Christian McLeod. Pitch two, high and inside. Butler raises his elbows out of the way. Batting from the left side, he flew out to left field with a pretty good swing out to the warning track in his first at bat. He's hit 2 home runs this week as he grips the bat tightly. Those white batting gloves, 2-0. Lifted back foul, 2-1. As mentioned earlier, Christian McLeod, the 6'4", 225-pound lefty, 23-year-old from Mississippi State, making just his second start to high A level this year. This is his longest outing. The pitch, fastball down low, 3-1. He's already walked 3 batters. He went just an inning in the debut last week against Wisconsin, gave up 3 runs on a homer, and then exited. The pitch home. Lifted deep. Right field. Hit hard. Ross is going back to the track. He's looking up. And that ball's gone. Number 3 this week for Johnny Butler. His 5th home run of the season. 2-0. Lugnuts. So just had a great diving catch in left field to keep the Colonels from getting their first hit, and now comes up with a big swing. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Johnny Butler now tied for the team lead with 5 homers with Junior Perez. 0-1. Down low, 1-1. So he looked like he's using his superhero powers tonight as they defend the diamond, pay tribute to Marvel. The cinematic universe, 1-1. Hard hit on the ground over towards third. Schobel has it, sets, throws low to first. It's caught by Cavaco. 1 away. The reason that this is only the second start for McLeod, that his second home run given up now in his first 2 starts, because he's rehabbing coming back from Tommy John surgery. He did a couple of rehab starts with single A Fort Myers. Pitch home. Breaking ball in there, strike one to Max Muncy. We allowed 1 run on a hit with 7 strikeouts. Pitch home. Bouncing ball foul, third base side. 0-2. And then made his debut again with the Colonels last week. Bumping up here to high A. 2-0 look, that's bottom three. The pitch. Breaking ball up high. 1-2. That home run, by the way, for Butler and the Lugnuts, now their 8th home run this week. 1-2 pitch. Lifted out to center field, fading, and then it goes over Rodriguez, who had to jump up and snag it. He came in on that ball as it was twisting. He thought it was dropping, and then he came in too far and had to jump up and reach the glove above his head to hold on. So Muncy is retired on a wild one. Two outs, and here's Daniel Susak, one of those 8 home runs this week. He's the only non-solo shot yesterday. The pitch home. Breaking ball in there, strike one. 2-0 Lansing, bottom three. Two outs, base is clear. 7 solo home runs this week for the Nuts. 3 from Johnny Butler. The pitch. On the ground, hard hit. Past the diving third and shortstop, Schoble and Miller into left field. Stay hot, Daniel Susak. He's aboard for the first time tonight. Seeing it well. And that's now the third hit against Christian McLeod. Susak in his last 10 games with a OBP just under 400, OPS up over 875. He's now 15 for his last 41. With 4 runs, 2 doubles, a home run, 4 driven in, 2 walks, and just 2 strikeouts. First pitch fastball inside to Junior Perez, ball 1. 2-0 Lugnuts. And the bottom of the third. Susak is top of the Midwest League in hits. An average pitch, swing and a miss on that breaking ball. 48 hits is tied for 5th in the Midwest League, and a batting average that was .290 coming into tonight is 6th. 1-1 pitch. Perez, big home run hack, but he swings through it. Strike 2. So pretty wild, though. 8 home runs this week for the Nuts, and 7 have been solo shots outside of the Susak 2-run shot yesterday. Well, on the other side for Cedar Rapids, they've hit 8 home runs, but they've had 2 grand slams. They've had a 3-run shot. Time called. They've only had 3 solo shots. So this shows you Lugnuts have been getting them with nobody on base. Sometimes that works, but they have been getting them. Now 30 home runs this year. 1-2. High hopper over towards short, charging is Miller, sets, he'll throw to first, and he beats Perez down the line, and that'll do it for the Nuts in this third inning. But they get the home run from Johnny Butler, his 5th this year and 3rd this week against the Colonels. It's 2-0 Lugnuts after 3 at Jackson Field.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
2-0 Lugnuts leading as we head to the fourth. Second pitch from Jack Perkins. And that's a line drive right back up the middle as it bounced past Muncy at short. There's the first hit tonight and base runner for the first batter in the order. Second time through, Tanner Schobel reaches. And after 9 up, 9 down, Jack Perkins gives one up. What a good start for him on the hill. Lugnuts have given him a two-run cushion thanks to a sack fly from Danny Bautista, scoring Junior Perez. A solo shot for Johnny Butler. His now three of the first four have reached a second time through the order here against Jack Perkins. 2-2 our score. And Don Schulze will march out there for the first time in his Marvel Defender of the Diamonds uniform. Got the cartoon and Marvel sketched up font on the scoreboard with the superheroes and then the enemies for Cedar Rapids for every one of their batters. So many great superheroes in the Marvel collection. And it's a series that has had a ton of movies, and they just continue on. The latest being released is The Guardians of the Galaxy back on May 5th. The Marvels is the next movie that's set to come out, I believe, in November. And there's four expected to come out in 2024. The pitch. That's in there, strike one against Noah Cardenas. So, tied at 2, 1 out. Top 4, 1 on for Cedar Rapids. And Captain America is the first one to come out next year, scheduled for early May. The pitch home. Down low, 1-1. Then Thunderbolts in July, Blade in September, Deadpool 3 next November 2024. Just keeps going on. That's phase 6 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The pitch, that sprayed up towards the suites. Looks like up on the roof there out of play. 1-2. A two-run shot in this half inning from Kala'i Rosario, his second two-run shot in back-to-back games. And his third home run now has driven in 8 this series and scored 5 runs. 0-2 pitch. Sweeper low. Good stop there by Susak. 2-2. So Perkins trying to find a way out here. He's given up 2 earned runs in his last 3 starts. Now has given up 2 here tonight and trying to make that the only 2. We play on here in the top of the 4th. The pitch. Hard hit on the ground. This is fair. Hops off the bag. Campos has it. Throws hard to first. A low snag by Bautista in time. That is a really difficult play from Alexander Campos and great hand-eye coordination. It went right down the line. And then Campos had to wait for it to see what it did off the bag. It hit the bag and then popped up after it was bouncing low. He still was able to snatch it. It was coming quick and then a long throw to first. Noah Miller stands in. The pitch. Fastball up and out. 1. Third baseman. Don't get enough credit for how challenging some of those defensive plays have to be. Those ground balls that are sharply hit over there. 1-0. Again, up and outside. 2-0 on Noah Miller. Grounded out to Saheed Valenzuela the first time. 9 straight retired through the order one time. And a base hit, home run, and a walk in this inning. Runner at second, 2 outs. The pitch. Twisted back off the net. 2-1. Perkins on top of being a standout baseball player at Kokomo High School was also a all-state running back for the Kokomo Wildcats. Earned 3 varsity letters. Pitch home. Shot foul. 2-2. So great athleticism by Jack. Good size. 6'1", 220. 23-year-old taken again last year by the A's in the 5th round. Ready on lefty to pitch. Down low with that cutter, it looked. 3-2. He's trying to get to the bigs. The last Indiana Hoosier to be impactful up there, Kyle Schwarber, who is fourth overall, taken in 2014, a longtime Cub. A payoff pitch coming to Noah Miller. Bounced foul over towards the lug nut dugout, first base side. Again, we'll do 3-2 again. 2-2 our score in the top of the fourth. Lansing got a run in the second, then a solo shot from Butler in the third. But a two-run Kala'i Rosario home run here in the fourth has knotted things up. The pitch home. Sent up into the air. Johnny Butler doesn't know where it is. Now finds it. Comes sprinting towards the line. On the run, he makes the catch. A step in fair territory. If he doesn't grab that, Ross is in at home plate. And Cedar Rapids has the lead. But Butler finds it. And we will head to the home half of the fourth. 2-2 our score at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, brand new game, 2-2 our score as we come back for the bottom of the fourth on Marvel Defenders of the Diamond night or weekend, as the Lugnuts will do this again tomorrow for the Capital City Market Kids Day. Kids run the bases tomorrow, and then also post-game ice cream across the street at the Capital City Market. Brian Buelbas leads off the fourth. The pitch. Fastball zips in, strike one from Christian McLeod. He's got to be feeling good after his team just knotted up the score at two with a big swing in the top half of the frame. The pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. 0-2. Lugnuts have a couple of walks and the sack fly in the second and got the home run in the third. Three walks, no strikeouts from McLeod. Lugnuts have put everything in play or taken their free passes. Well, that's behind 0-2, though. The pitch. Stayed off the fastball, up and out. Thought about swinging. 1-2. Ballboss average up over 170. Reached with a bunt single that was beautifully laid down first base side. 1-2. That's tight. On the breaking ball, 2-2. Ryan Buelbas wearing number 7 for the Nuts. 5'10", 185-pound, 20-year-old from Monteria, Colombia. Signed as a free agent in 2018. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball. Back up the middle, base hit. It was hit hard. Noah Miller, the shortstop, had no chance to get to it. Took a couple of steps, and it quickly got by him. Third, make it fourth hit for the Nuts, and third single. Well, boss, he started 2-for-2. So that average continues to rise for him as he is just getting back into the swing of things up here in Lansing. Saw some time here last year. Throw back to Buelbas, gets in safely. Remember, he stole second and third the first time he got on. That was his fifth hit in his, sixth hit, rather, in his 30 ABs. Second and third swipe back in that second inning. The pitch home. Danny Bautista takes it in there, strike one on the fastball. 2-2, bottom four. It is trivia time. So we'll get you that trivia question. And tonight, look, a good one. Speaking of strength and superhero power, throw back to first, talking about home runs in our trivia question tonight. First, the pitch home from McLeod. Here it is. Swinging a foul ball from Bautista. No balls, two strikes. Not many people in Major League Baseball have hit four home runs in one game, but it's been done multiple times. Question tonight, how many have hit four home runs in a game at the Major League level? Pitch, a line drive over towards short, caught by Miller. Welbas gets back to the bag, one away. So that's your question tonight. How many major leaguers have hit four home runs in a game? You can send in your guesses to @AdamJackson on Twitter. Send me a tweet. Shoot me a DM. The pitch. That's down low. Ball one to Alexander Campos. That's AdamJaksa. Or you can email in to the broadcast booth, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. We'll answer that question for you in the seventh. How many players have had four home runs in the big leagues? Here's a throw back to first. Welbas in safely. By the way, Jesse has been out since Thursday. He's got a wedding this week that he's spending time with family and attending that. So he will be back on Tuesday in South Bend. Miss Jesse, can't wait to have him back. 1-0, here goes Welbas, pitches up high. Throw down to second. It's late again, and Brian Welbas has three stolen bases in the first four innings of this game. Look at this man go. Welbas getting on base and taking his free passes. He stole second and third the last time he was out there. Looks like a guy that could potentially step into the leadoff spot if he keeps this up, getting on base and then taking bases. A pitch. The 2-0 is a little wide. Three balls, no strikes. 2-2 our score. One out, bottom four. Welbas this year in Stockton stole 13 bags on 14 attempts. 3-0 pitch. That's taken in there. Breaking ball, strike one on Campos. In his career professionally, going back to 2019, 58 swipes on 79 attempts. Pitch home, that's down low, inside, throw down to third. Welbas has another steal. Four stolen bases tonight. He's taken second and third both times he's been on, and Campos has walked for a second time. He stole third on each of the ball fours to Campos. So give him now 62 steals in his professional career. Last year, when he played in those 69 games for the Nuts, he had just 7 stolen bases. So seems like that's been more of an emphasis for him this year. And again, 2021 is when he had 17 stolen bases. 2019, he had 16 stolen bases. But Welbas now with 4 swipes tonight. And the Lugnuts with 1 out, runners at the corners, trying to grab the lead back, tied at 2 in the bottom of the 4th. So he's one off the franchise record. Max Schumann did that back in 2021. He stole 5 bases. That's the most swipes this year for a Lugnut, as Armenteros had the record before with 3, but Welbas has 4. Here's Arribio Angeles. 2-2, bottom 4, the pitch. Bouncer back foul, strike 1. With those 4 steals tonight, Lansing now with 64 swipes this year on 84 attempts. At 85 attempts. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Angeles chased a fastball up and outside. 1-1. Lugnuts gave up a 2-run shot in the top half of the 4th to Kalani Rosario, now trying to get the lead right back after they built it with a run in the 2nd and 1 in the 3rd. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Angeles is down. Nice breaking ball right there. That's the first strikeout for Christian McLeod, and what a time to get it with a runner 90 feet away. Here comes Johnny Butler, a home run in his last at bat. The pitch, breaking ball up and in as Butler turns his head out of the way. It's going to take a two-out hit here to get Lansing the lead back. 2-2, bottom four. Another huge crowd tonight at Jackson Field, buzzing down below. 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball right in on the outside corner, strike one. Tanner Schobolt not really paying much attention to Buelbas at third, so he's got a sizable lead when that ball gets released from McLeod on the mound. Anything got behind Cardenas, expect Buelbas to try and come home. The pitch, breaking ball outside, maybe a touch high as well. 2-1 on Butler, flied out to left, then a homer in the third. Had a great diving catch that took a base hit off the board earlier in this game too. 2-1 is a throw back to first, and in safely is Campos. Two steals for Buelbas of second and third. For a second time, he's got four swipes and four innings. Lefty on lefty. Christian McLeod, the fifth rounder in 2021, comes set and throws. Up high. Butler, a good eye, and it's 3-1. The count when he hit the home run, 3-1. You can imagine this might be a more of a careful fastball if it comes from McLeod after what happened last time. The pitch. There it is. A fastball on the outside corner. Spotted well, and it's a full count on Butler. 3-2. Black Sox pulled up for Johnny Barrels, the ACC batting champ from NC State. Digs back in. McLeod set. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Butler goes down. McLeod answers the call after giving up the base hit and the walk. Leaves runners stranded at first and third with his first two strikeouts. And we will head to the fifth. Tied at two between Cedar Rapids and Lansing.
To create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Four innings complete in Game 5 of 6 this week between Cedar Rapids and Lansing. Been a good one. Tied at 2 as we come to the top of the 5th. First pitch from Jack Perkins. Fastball in there. Strike 1. Bottom third of the card. Misael Urbina, Ernie Yake, and Keone Cavaco. The 0-1. Twists in there just a touch inside from Perkins. One ball, one strike. Gave up his first couple of hits and first walk and first runs. Through his fourth inning. This is lifted out to right on a line over to his right, and gliding back is Brian Buelbas. One down. Four steals for that man. Gotten on twice, stolen both second and third easily. He stole third back a couple innings ago. He didn't have to slide in there. Lugnuts weren't able to get him in, though. Now here comes Ernie Yake. Fly down to third in his first at-bat. First pitch to the lefty. Checked it. It's in there. Strike one. Yake has been up and down the system, played in Fort Myers, Wichita, and St. Paul. The 0-1. That's low and inside. One ball, one strike. Great to hear from the Yates yesterday. And his mom said they were watching the game, hopefully watching again tonight. Enjoy tuning in. 1-1, up high outside, 2-1. Ernie's father, Vern, was a great baseball player for Eastern Washington. He used to play in the Pac-10 back in the day. So he's got good genetics down there. 2-1. Up high, three balls and a strike. And with our connection at Central Michigan, reached out to head coach Jim McElwain. Friends with Vern, his dad, the pitch. 3-1 is sprayed foul. Three balls, two strikes. So Coach Mack and Karen, his wife, really excited to see that the Yanks were tuned in and that Ernie playing here in Lansing, just an hour south of Mount Pleasant. The pitch. That shot foul, two balls, two strikes. Coach Mack called earlier today. He said, make sure you say good things about Ernie Yake. He said, okay, we'll do. Pretty cool, all the connections, sports spring, even between different sports. Pitch home, lifted, shallow right field. Welbaugh's coming in, going back at second is Valenzuela, makes the catch with two hands above his head. So, the Washington native Ernie Yake, 0-for-2, and there are two outs in the fifth. Keone Cavaco now steps in. 2-2 our score, we're in the top of the fifth here at Jackson Field, game five. Lugnuts won their first game of this series yesterday. The pitch, looked like the cutter that just missed there. The command has been pretty good tonight though for Jack Perkins, got off to a really good start. Pitch home. Twisted back off the net. 76 pitches, 49 in the zone for Perkins. So far through 4 2/3 with two runs, two hits. Allowed. The pitch. Fastball spots it in there nicely. 1-2. And it was the second time through the top of the order that got him. Part of the order that's been crushing the nuts this week. 1-2. Cutter away. Two balls, two strikes. But again, outside of the lopsided 24-5 win on Thursday for Cedar Rapids, we've had three close games and a fourth one here tonight. The pitch. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. Cavaco knew it. It's the fifth K for Perkins. And we're through 4.5. To the bottom of the fifth we go, tied at 2 in Michigan State Capitol.
No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Right off, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Good one here in Michigan State Capitol. Tied at two between the Colonels and the Lugnuts. Pitching change, Malik Barrington into the game. And the right-hander's first pitch. He's outside, ball one with the fastball to Saheed Valenzuela. 0 for 2 for Saheed. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Ground ball over to third in his two at-bats. High Sox pulled up for Barrington. Throws home. Fastball nips the outside corner. Strike one. The next pitch, fastball out to right center. It's a base hit as second baseman Yank fell down and Valenzuela's around first. He'll hold there though, but a base hit for Saheed and pulling the ball, something he doesn't do very often. Had a good swing there. Even if Yank keeps his footing, I don't think he's going to get to that one. Valenzuela helping the Nuts now to their fifth hit. Barrington, good size on the hill, 6'2", 235. The 25-year-old from Jacksonville, Florida, faces Muncy. The pitch, checked it, slides in on the outside part of the plate, strike one. Max, 0 for 1, but hit it hard out to center on a line drive, and walked in his first at-bat. 2-2, bottom five. The pitch home. Muncy takes the breaker a little bit up. Barrington spent most of last year at single-A Fort Myers, appeared in 31 games. ERA was just up over 3 in 54 innings of work. Here's the 1-1. Hammered out to left field. That ball is gone, but it's foul. That cleared Cedar Street beyond the ballpark. Oh, my goodness. That went over the road and into the trees slash bushes over there. They're separated by a parking lot. Muncy rocketed that ball, but was just out in front. What a swing. One-two pitch. Sent high out to left center field. Urbina coming in underneath of it. Still comes forward, loses the cap, and makes the catch. One down. Well, Muncy would love to have that last swing back. Just wait on it a little bit more. Last year in Fort Myers for Barrington, batters hit just 196 against him, which was the best by any Mighty Muscles pitcher that recorded over 50 innings last year. Here's Daniel Susak. First pitch. Low and outside, ball one. 2-2. Bottom five, one out. And because of those great numbers, he earned a promotion, Barrington did, up to Cedar Rapids at the end of the year, September. Now up with them again here in 2023. 1-0. Down low, two balls and no strikes. Dangerous to get behind 2-0 against this guy. It was a 2-0 count yesterday, and then he set the next pitch over the 20-foot wall in left center for his fourth home run. Throw back to first, Valenzuela in there safely. That average just keeps climbing for Susak, up to 293. Four home runs, 23 now driven in. With a big right-handed catcher, Daniel Susak, 6'4", 225. Barrington, the righty, throws. Hard hit down the third baseline. It's fair and heading towards the foul wall. Around second is Valenzuela. They're trying to check it. Valenzuela being waved around. He's coming in. Here comes the throw. It's cut off up the line by the catcher, Cardenas. It's a RBI double for Daniel Susak. Lansing in front, 3-2 in the fifth. It went off the glove of Schoble. He did everything he could to try and stop that bullet. And then it got caught in the bullpen corner over there and stopped. So it's a long run for Urbina and Schoble and Miller. all having to migrate over there as the baseball stopped in its tracks. RBI number 24 for Daniel Susak. Here's Junior Perez. The pitch home. Popped up first base side, foul territory and out of play. Strike one. Great job by Valenzuela coming all the way home, and Lansing has retaken the lead. Led 2-0. Now lead 3-2. Finding other ways to score tonight rather than the home runs like they did last night, winning 3-2. Barrington looks at Susak, throws home. Sent out to right center field. Lazy fly. Ross going over to his right now, coming in. No chance for Susak to tag. Two outs. Barrington comes as he was signed out of independent baseball in 2021, spending the last couple of years with the Minnesota Twins. He's given the lead back to the Nuts after Christian McLeod went through the first four innings. Here's Brian Buelbas. Reached twice. The pitch. Breaking ball just wide. Ball one. Two hits for Buelbas and four steals. He took second and third after reaching both times. Most steals in a game this year by the Nuts. Could he potentially break the franchise record, which is five? The pitch. Checked it. Went around, though. In on the hands. Strike one. Max Schumann. Got it a couple of years ago. He's up with AAA Las Vegas now. A man out of Eastern Michigan. Buelbas gets back on. He'll have a chance to tie for it. Susak had second, two outs. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. 1-2. Buelbas just has one RBI, but the average with those two hits tonight has climbed to exactly 200. Susak's average going up. Welbas's average going up. Nuts bats starting to perk up. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Barrington got him for his first strikeout. And that will do it for the fifth inning. But the Nuts do get the lead back thanks to a single from Valenzuela, then an RBI double from Daniel Susak, his 24th driven in this year. 3-2 Lansing as we're off to the sixth from Lansing.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lignettes Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Back here for the top of the sixth, Jack Perkins back out there, fires his strike on the outside corner as he goes through the order for a third time. It's Tanner Schobel, 3-2 Nuts leading. The pitch, oh, that just inside. Good pitch right there from Perkins. He has pitched pretty well. Second time through the top of the order where he gave up his first two runs on a two-run shot. The pitch, whacked foul, first base side, up and out of play. 1-2. Perkins with the fastball, curve, change, and the cutter. The 23-year-old tried to potentially get through six innings. 1-2 pitch. Just missed spotting the fastball on the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Showball struck out a couple of times yesterday. He's got 5 strikeouts in this series, but he has done a ton of damage with 10 hits. 2-2. Hard hit. Make it 11 as it goes off the top of Campos' glove into left field. Butler comes up on it quickly. Showball trying to go to second. Here comes the throw. The tag down by Valenzuela. Sliding to get Showball. He's out. A great effort by Saheed Valenzuela, who dirties the front of his Diamond Defenders uni. Butler got it, and got it to Valenzuela, but then he had to dive across as Showball made an excellent effort to slide in on the left side of the bag as the ball was on the right side of the bag. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez with the bases clear. Bouncing ball foul, first base side. So a single there for Showball, his second, but then gunned down, 7-4 put out at the Keystone. And Butler is having himself a game out there. The pitch. Down low, 1-1. He had the sliding catch the end of the third inning. Then he's got the home run, obviously, and then just throws a runner out at second base. Pitch on the ground, weakly hit towards second. Valenzuela to his right, scoops, throws to first. Bautista grabs, 2 outs. Let's not forget two to end the fourth. Ross was on second with 2 outs, and a pop fly was hit to left. Butler didn't know where it was, then located, came sprinting towards the line, made the catch in fair territory, and that saved a run after it was up in the sun. Because of that, Lansing leads 3-2. Top six. Here's the pitch home. Curve in there, strike one. That the cutter, actually, it looked like. Rosario with the two-run shot. He's got these guys on the board. The pitch. Checked it, went around. No balls, 2 strikes. Could it be the same as last night? He supplied the only runs with a two-run shot. It came in the first last night. It's come in the fourth tonight. Lansing won last night's game, 3-2. It's 3-2 here, top six. Oh, the irony. There's the 0-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. Rosario didn't like it, but it's a sixth strikeout for Perkins. He's through six to the last of the sixth. Lansing 3, Cedar Rapids 2.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort, normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, it's been a good one at the ballpark tonight. Lansing leading 3-2 on Marvel Defender of the Diamond night on a Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Denny Bautista into the box. First pitch from Malik Barrington. Going outside, ball one. The second pitcher into the game, Christian McLeod, the fifth rounder in 2021, started when four innings gave up four hits, two runs, four walks, two strikeouts, and 69 pitches. 1-0, that comes in, somehow missed Bautista. It had a little break on it, and it just came back in front of him as it was coming towards his hip. 2-0 pitch. That's in there, strike one with the fastball. Lansing led 2-0. Cedar Rapids tied it at 2 in the fourth. Lansing re-grabbed the lead in the fifth. Pitch home. On the ground, hit over towards short. Sliding backhand, knocked down by Miller. Throws from his knees to first, just a touch late. Great effort in the hole, but that's an infield single for Danny Bautista. And the Nuts have their leadoff man on to open the bottom of the sixth. The bottom of the order doing a great job tonight. Brian Puelba is hitting sixth, two hits, four steals. Bautista now on and had a sac fly in the second. And now Alexander Campos, the eight hitter, he's walked in both of his at-bats. A little more depth in the order tonight to help the Nuts get three runs in the first five innings. Barrington's pitch. Cued foul off the end of the bat over towards Angeles in the on-deck circle. Strike one. Another filled stadium tonight with fans out on the home run hill and left and spread across the berm and right center. The 0-1, there goes the runner over towards second. The throw down, and that is in time. Bautista tagged out by Yake at second base. First time the Nuts have been caught tonight. A 2-4 put out, great throw from Cardenas. And there's one away. Pitch was up high, ball one on Campos. Barrington comes set from the stretch, throws. Slider away, 2-1. It's a longer berm out in right center that wraps almost the entire right field, but then ends with the ivy-tall 23-foot wall. Pitch. That's outside, 3-1. Campos, a ball away from walking for a third time. So from right center to right field is the berm, and there's picnic tables beyond it, stairs to get down there. 3-1, swinging a foul tip, 3-2. Then again, the wall that diagonals out towards the concourse out there in right has ivy on it, and then it grows up to a 23-foot wall and straight right down the line. 3-2. Line drive over the shortstop, Miller into left field. Kind of a floating liner there. But Campos is on for a third time. Doesn't matter if he needs to walk or get a hit. He's reached. And now here comes Eurybio Angeles. 3-2 Nuts, bottom six. So 23-foot tall wall in both left and right, right down the lines, then down to the 10-foot wall, and then a jut up from left center to right center, a 20-foot wall. Fun dimensions here at Jackson Field. The pitch home. Angeles takes it in there, strike one. Eurybio grounded out into a double play that kept a run from scoring in the second and struck out in the fourth with runners at first and third and one out. 3-2 Nuts, bottom six. The pitch, twisting in there. A little bit tight though, 1-1. Angeles a home run yesterday and then a home run a few days ago. He's got three home runs this year, all here at Jackson Field. 1-1 pitch. Bouncer off the plate, weakly hit towards short. Miller is charging, has one play to first. On the run, gets it as Cavaco stretches. And there are two outs. That's a great play by Miller. As an infielder, Eurybio Angeles, not going to be excited that he's out, but he can appreciate that difficult play on a high-hopping, weak-hit ball. Works as a sacrifice as Campos is in scoring position. The Nuts have left a runner on base in four of the five half innings. Got a runner at second here, two outs. Butler 1-for-3. The pitch. Smacks it up in the air, left side of the diamond, not deep. Schoble, the third baseman, going out, now twisting to foul territory. Reaches over and makes the catch in the bullpen area. And that is how the sixth comes to a close. So the single from Campos is stranded. We head to the seventh, still Lansing 3, Cedar Rapids 2.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, Single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Good game so far as we head to the seventh, two-thirds of the way home, 3-2 Lansing leading, and Jack Perkins' night is done, and another quality start for that man. He has been excellent this year, best and most consistent pitcher for the Nuts. Goes six innings, gives up two runs with six strikeouts and one walk. Now John Beller, the lefty, comes in to face Ben Ross, the righty. The pitch, just a little tight, ball one. Ross tonight, 0-1 with a walk in the fourth. Pitch home, yanked out to left field, hit well. Butler is going back, looks up, it's off the top of the wall, and ricochets back out to left center. Into second is Ross, and he's looking, that's a home run. He's tied the score as it just got off the yellow line, and Ross, with his third home run of this series, just like Rosario, and two big flies tonight have evened the score. Now Noah Cardenas. First pitch fastball outside. So again, Lansing goes up 2-0, give up the lead on a two-run shot. Go up 3-2, give the lead back on a solo shot. John Beller's 1-0. It's inside, two balls and no strikes. Shows you how well Jack Perkins was maneuvering through this difficult order. Beller with that great mustache, longer curly hair coming out of the back of his cap, throws up high outside, 3-0. Beller, the 24-year-old with a fastball, slider, and a changeup out of Manhattan Beach, California. 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like the changeup dropped right out. Beller would be the perfect look for Lugnut PI night that we had last night, honoring Magnum PI and Tom Selleck. 3-1. Outside corner with the fastball, 3-2. Tom Selleck, that long dark hair, had the great stash. Rocked the Detroit Tigers cap throughout Magnum PI, being from Detroit. And the Hawaiian shirts, as we had those given away last night to the first 1,000 fans. 3-3, top seven. The 3-2 pitch. Checked it. Didn't go around. Ball four. And Cardenas reaches for the first time. And here come the Colonels. Trying to take their first lead tonight. Got their first two to reach. Now here's Noah Miller. First pitch, fastball zips in, strike one. Lugnut's got a run in the second, one in the third. And Cedar Rapids, a two-run shot in the fourth. Lugnut's got a Susac double to take the lead in the fifth. The pitch, fastball away. And a Ross home run to home run hill, just barely off the thick yellow line at the top of the 10-foot wall, just tied the score. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Most disappointing part has to be the youngsters out there. They're all waiting on home run hill, scattered across it, ready, as there have been a bunch of home runs in this series that have gone out there, but that ball hit off the yellow, padded top, and then came back out to left center. So the Lugnuts, everybody else thought it was still in play. Umpires rule the home run. 1-2. Swinging a chopper over towards third. Backs up Campos to his left. Throws on the run to second. Back to first. Just late. Great effort, though, by Campos. What a defensive play to get the force at second base. So Miller reaches on the fielder's choice. One away. Top seven. All right, now it's Misael Urbina. Lefty on righty, the pitch. Beller shoots it down low, ball one. Beller part of the Velo boys in the bullpen. Four guys that all have Velo in the below the 90s with the fastball. They made shirts and got them. Pretty great for Craig Conklin's squad. 1-0 pitch. Down low, two balls, no strikes. You got to own it, right? Be who you are. Beller out of USC, where he spent 3 years as a Trojan. 2-0 pitch. A little bit up high, three balls, no strikes. And he's behind a batter 3-0 for the second time. The first one, Cardenas, he walked. Beller was signed as a free agent with the Cardinals after the 2020 season, just like Mac Lardner. 3-0. In there, strike one. Then he reached AA Springfield last year, but was released in March of this year. The A's signed him in early April. 3-1 pitch. Kick back up over the netting. 3-2. This is a big crowd here tonight. I feel like this is going to rival that 9,000 we had on Wednesday. They're everywhere tonight. Up here in the suites, down in the lower bowl, out in the concourse, out on the berms. 3-2 pitch. Instead is a throw back to first. There's something about that summer baseball buzz, too, with a crowd. You can hear the murmur. And the noise down there as they watch intently. Good one tonight, 3-3 in the top of the seventh on another 80-plus degree evening in Michigan State Capitol. Here's a 3-2. Runner takes off. Inside check swing. Did he go? Ooh, he got hit, actually. The slider came in and hit him. Beller is livid. He's shaking his head because he wanted a swing and a miss. And Craig Conklin's going to come out as well. So here's what happened. Misael Urbina was fooled. He came around to swing but turned his hips. Because of that, he left his foot there and it clipped the foot. And Craig Conklin, he went straight out to the bases umpire there, Ken Jackson, I think trying to argue to see if he came around to swing. But Ken said, uh-uh, he got hit. It's ball four, HBP. And so they're at first and second with one out, 3-3. Colonels looking for their first lead. Here's Ernie Yake. The pitch home. Lefty takes it down low, ball one. So Beller has now gotten behind four of the first five batters he's faced. And a lengthy half inning so far from what we've seen. But quick half innings outside of the fourth. Pitch home. That's up high, 2-0. He got behind Urbina 3-0. He got behind Cardenas 3-0. He got behind Ross 1-0, and the next pitch was belted out to left for a home run. He's behind Yake 2-0. And this is the bottom part of the order. It hasn't done anything tonight. Cardenas just walked. Before he walked, the 5-9 hitters were 0-10. Now again, that's shows you how good of a pitcher Jack Perkins is and what kind of year he's having. But this part of the order really has struggled in this series. I mean, Urbina's 1-13 coming into tonight. Miller 1-11. Yake 1-4. Smaller sample size, but really the damage for the most part has been done by the top guys as expected. That's why they're up there. Schobel, Rodriguez, Rosario, Ross. But give credit to Cedar Rapids, putting pressure on Lugnut's pitching. 1-9. Yank ahead 2-0. Two on, one out, 3-3, top seven. Ballers pitch home. Down low, 3-0. So he just can't spot it right now with that fastball missing at the bottom of the zone. Miller is on second. Urbina is at first. Home run has already tied the score. Beller set from the stretch, throws. That's in there. Looked like an off-speed pitch, 3-1. Can Beller wiggle his way out of this jam, or does Cedar Rapids grab their first lead of the game? 3-1, way outside. And low, ball four, and they're loaded up with Colonels for the first time tonight. So Beller has allowed four of the first five to reach, and now he's got to get through Keone Cavaco and then go back to the top of the card. Lugnuts would love their 42nd double play. The pitch, checked it. Did he offer? Yes. Ken Jackson goes up with the right hand just behind the mound, offset to the left in front of shortstop. 41 double plays, the most in the Midwest League turned this year by the Nuts, but they have not turned one this week. Bases loaded, one out. The pitch. Breaking ball down low. Nice job by Susak to scramble and stay in front of it. Miller at third, Urbina at second, Yake at first. 3-3, top seven. Big moment in this game. Lugnuts have led or been tied throughout. They're up 2-0, then up 3-2. Those leads, they've disappeared. 1-1. Breaking ball just up. 2-1. That's 26 pitches now. And just 10 strikes for Beller. Since coming out of the pen here in the seventh. The pitch popped up. Right side of the diamond and out of play. That's a big pitch to get Beller back even. 2-2. So the lefty, again, trying to wiggle his way out. Pitched a few days ago, went 1 2/3 innings, gave up no hits, no runs, with a walk and two strikeouts. Gave up a run earlier in this half inning, trying to keep the bases loaded. The lefty comes set, 2-ball, 2-strike pitch to Cavaco. Popped up, shallow center field. Perez comes in, he's got a big arm too, underneath of it. And he makes the catch, and he will send it home right to Susak. No chance that Miller was coming home on that one. That's a big second out for Beller. And now here comes the most difficult out in this series so far, Tanner Schobel. He's had two hits tonight. He's got 11 hits in this series on 23 at-bats. And it looks like they're going to make a change to go get Schobel, and that's the case. They're going to bring out a righty from the pen. As Craig Conklin comes in, he will get John Beller. We will see who comes in here to replace him. Try and get this final out. It's Hunter Brome. So a big matchup right here for Bro. His numbers He struggled this year, but that splitter has been the difference maker, and he has really turned it around when that pitch has been locating. He's brought that ERA down to 11.5 through 13 games, 25 earned runs, 4 home runs, 8 walks, 10 strikeouts, opponents batting 417. But again, the numbers have come down recently because he's starting to pitch better and locate with that splitter. He has given up 5 runs in his last 2 2/3. Before that, he'd given up 1 run in 3 outings, but he had a blown save earlier on Tuesday as the Nuts were an out away from winning, and he gave up 3 runs in the final inning in 2/3. And Cedar Rapids took game 1, 5-4. Here, bases loaded. A home run is already tied it at 3. Miller is at third, reached on a fielder's choice. Urbina second, an HBP, and Yake at first with a walk. There are 2 outs, and the best hitter in this series for Cedar Rapids, the leadoff man, Tanner Schobel, at the plate. Colonels have not led yet tonight. Rowe trying to keep it that way. His first pitch. Fastball outside corner, strike 1. Every ball put in play tonight by Schobel. 2, he's reached safely on the other. He flied out to left. 277 hitter, 5 home runs, 30 driven in. Already 2 grand slams in this series for Cedar Rapids. The pitch, hard hit out to left field. It's a base hit. 4-3, Colonels in front. They'll send the second runner. The throw, 1 hop to the plate. Susak the tag, safe the call. Urbina slid right under it from Susak. And it's a 2-run single and a 3-hit night for Schobel. He drives in his 8th and 9th runs of the series. And the Colonels have jumped in front late again. It was a good throw from Butler. The ball beat Urbina. But again, he was able to slide in before the tag came down. And for the second time in this game, a crooked number goes up. A 2-run 4th and now a 3-run 7th. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez. The pitch home. On the ground, that's snagged by Bro. As it rolls into his glove, he runs it over to first. Underhand hop. Throws it to Bautista, and that's going to do it. But the damage done. 3 runs on 2 hits, 2 walks, and a lead for the first time tonight. It's 5-3, Colonels. All right, to the bottom of the 7th, work to be done for the Nuts. They trail 5-3 now, and in comes Reggie Grace, the great right-hander. His first throw, an And it's a fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. First lead tonight for Cedar Rapids. As they grab three runs in the top half, does Lansing have any sort of answer? Third pitcher tonight for Cedar Rapids. Throws. Swing and a foul tip. No balls, two strikes on Saheed Valenzuela. Grace. Been great this year. The righty, 6'2", 215 pounds from Madison, Mississippi. 10th rounder in 2018. Up with Cedar Rapids and trying to hold this two-run lead. The 0-2 pitch. Bouncing ball over towards first, but just foul of the line. Grace with an ERA under 1.5 through 16 games. 21 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed just 3 earned runs, no homers, 26 strikeouts, 5 walks, and opponents batting 143 against him. Wow. Eye-popping numbers in the second time the Nuts have seen him in this series. 0-2. Down low. 1-2. It was back in the opener where Cedar Rapids came back to win. He pitched the final inning. And a flawless ninth. 3-3 with a strikeout. The pitch. Breaking in there. Strike 3. And Valenzuela is down looking. 1 in the 7th. Fourth strikeout tonight for the Nuts. They've done a good job getting on base and putting the ball in play. But that one slid right back into the zone. Now here comes Max Muncy. 0-2. Has hit the ball hard. Walked in the first. 5-3. The pitch. Checked it. Did he offer? Yes, he did, says Ken Jackson at first. Strike 1. Colonels with 2 runs in the 4th, 3 in the top half of the 7th. Now 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 home runs tonight. Another big night for Tanner Schobel. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying into the Colonels' dugout. That's happened a couple of times here the last few weeks for Max. 0-2. He's going to ask for... They stick him over here to take a look at the handle there. The spray, it looks like, actually. Tosses it back to Susak, who tosses it back to Perez. The batter, the man on deck, to the man in the hole. Lugnuts had a run in the 2nd and a run in the 3rd, and then 1 more in the 5th. They've led all night until now, or been tied until now. The 0-2 pitch. Outside fastball, ball 1. Lugnuts out hitting Cedar Rapids, 8-6. But again, the Colonels delivering when it counts. The pitch home. In there, fastball, strike 3 on the outer edge. That is a tough pitch. And Muncy, the 2nd down looking in this half inning. So with 2 outs, that'll bring up Daniel Susak. He's had another great night. Average now up over 300. 2-3 with an RBI double in the first pitch. It's just a touch outside. By the way, I apologize. Just under 300. 297, though. Creeping up there. Closer and closer. RBI double his last at bat. The pitch. Lifted out to right field. 1-1. Well, this is a strikeout pitcher in Reggie Grace. Interesting to see if he can get Susak. Susak has not struck out in the last few games. Starting to see the ball really well and continuously put it in play. Lugnuts hoping for a heroic type of effort to come back tonight. 1-1. Twisted foul, cueing down the first base side. 1-2. Tonight on Defenders of the Diamond night. Lansing has walked it off 4 different times this year. 6-5 winning. They're down 5-3 here in the bottom of the 7th. So you never know. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncer off the plate, left side of the mound. Off of it is Grace. Fields and throws to first late as he falls down. And Susak now has a batting average above 300 as he's got his 3rd hit tonight. An infield single, now 3-4. Even when he doesn't hit it flush, it's working well for Susak. Can't stop this guy right now. And now look out. Home run leader on this team, Junior Perez, coming to the plate. He's had one earlier this week. Remember, Reggie Grace has not given one up this year. Tying run at the plate. First pitch. Up high and outside, ball one. Still seems to be a calmness about the approach right now from the Nuts. Doesn't seem to be a panic, although trailing by a couple of runs for the first time. Cedar Rapids has had such a great series of important swings at the right time. Pitch, fastball wide, 2-0. Now you have to be careful to Perez. Two balls, no strikes. He's walked and then grounded out and flied out tonight. Grace's pitch. Big home run hack. Swings and a miss. Perez came out of his stance to go after that high fastball. He wanted it. Throw back to first. Susak. Quick hop back to the back. Talked about it. He said he doesn't have the greatest speed, but he's timed up and knows when to go. He's had a couple of stolen bases this year. Not a big lead, though. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to shallow right, dropping as Ross is coming in, and it falls for a base hit. Susak around second. He's headed to third. The throw goes there, but it's cut off by Miller, and they're at the corners with two outs on the bloop single. Now can the Lugnuts get a timely two-out hit, just as Cedar Rapids was able to do in the top half of this frame? It's Brian Buelbas. He's 2-for-3. He laid down a bunt, singled in the second, and he hit for a single in the fourth. He swiped four bags tonight, which is a season high for a Lansing Lugnut this year, and one shy of the franchise record, trying to get the Lugnuts closer down 5-3. Pitch home. There goes Perez off to second. No throw. He's in sliding safely with his 11th steal this year. Cardenas didn't throw down. He faked and looked back to Susak. Susak wasn't coming. So now a base hit could tie the score. The 0-1. Way outside with the slider. One ball, one strike. Can Buelbas deliver? His home run earlier this week, the lone RBI he's got in his first 2 weeks up in Lansing. 1-1. Outside, up high, 2-1. Danny Bautista waits on deck if Grace were to lose Buelbas on base on balls. Ready, Grace set from the stretch. The pitch. Nips the outside corner, knee high. A grimacing look from Buelbas. Didn't love it. That's a good pitch to even up the count and get Grace right back in it. And now Buelbas calls for time as he readjusts into the box. Second and third, two outs. The Nuts have left six stranded tonight. They're down 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Grace's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a big slider. And that is going to do it. Three strikeouts worked outside of two base hits and a stolen base, and Lansing leaves two in scoring position. 5-3, Cedar Rapids, as we're off to the eighth.
Greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Colonels in front 5-3 after the three-run seventh, trying to steal another one late, as they've done a couple of times this week. Hunter Burrow's first pitch, kicked back, foul. Strike one on the only man that didn't come to the plate in that lengthy seventh, Kalai Rosario. He's got the first runs of the night. He's had the two-run shot back in the fourth. Lugnuts out hitting the Colonels 10-6. Pitch. Popped up center field, backing up Perez, calls off the right fielder, Brian Puelbas, and makes the catch. One away. John Beller came in. He's the one that gave up the few runs, and loaded up the bases, and they emptied. Three runs allowed, two walks, no strikeouts, one home run. Hunter Burrow coming in after the pitch. Drops in there, strike one on Ben Ross, who had the leadoff homer against Beller to tie the score in that seventh inning. Third home run in the series for him. 0-1, sent out to left center field, just too far under it though. Butler over to his left, now back to his right, and makes the catch. Four pitches, two outs. So a nice job by Burrow in here to get a couple of outs. Now it's Noah Cardenas, 5-3 our score. The pitch home. It's down low, one ball, no strike. Cardenas 0-2, walked in the seventh. Lugnuts hoping for a comeback. This week it's been Cedar Rapids that have come back on him a couple of times, trying to do it for a third time. 1-0. Down low, two balls, no strikes. Lansing held the comeback from happening last night to delay a potential night longer for Cedar Rapids to win the series, but they could win the series a day early with a victory tonight. Took 4-6 here last year. The pitch on the outside part of the plate, strike one. Just after 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The 2-1. Low and outside, 3-1. A regular crowd has shuffled in here to Jackson Field. The buzz below, a beautiful night for baseball. 3-1 pitch, down low, ball four. And that's the second time that Cardenas has walked tonight, so a two-out base runner. Let's give you the answer to that trivia question. We asked you how many times back in the fourth, how many times a major leaguer has hit four home runs in a game? And rightfully answered, Leanne says 18. You are correct, Leanne. Uh-oh, bad news here. Got the athletic trainer, Eric Fast, coming out with Don Schulze and Craig Conklin, and it looks like they're taking a peek at Hunter Burrow. He's talking with Fast right now. Didn't see what happened, but looking at that right arm, right hand, it looks like. And they are going to go to the pen. I'm laughing because Conklin, the way he signaled for Brock Whittlesey, he grabbed underneath his chin as to point out the guy with the long beard, bring him out here. So tough news here as Hunter Burrow exits. Hopefully he's okay, but they're obviously going to be cautionary about it. And the bearded one, Brock Whittlesey, will come in, try and clean up and get the final out in this eighth inning. So Whittlesey will start warming up now. Man out of New Mexico State. As he was not tossing in the bullpen, not expected to come in, at least not that early. So, yes, 18 guys have hit four home runs in a game, which to me, I was surprised that the number was that large. The last to do it, J.D. Martinez, September of 2017. Believe it or not, it happened within 2 months of one another. Scooter Gennett did it for the Reds in June of 2017. Before that, Josh Hamilton last did it in 2012. So it hasn't been done in 6 years, but the reason we asked today, the first time it was done, was by Lou Gehrig back in 1932. Lou Gehrig, day yesterday, day he took over the starting spot at first base for the Yankees on June 2nd, and of course the day he passed, June 2nd, 1941. This was back in 1932. He hit four consecutive home runs and narrowly missed a fifth in a slugfest between the Yankees and the A's. New York won 20-13. Tony Lazzari hit for the cycle. And that game still is the standing record for extra bases in a single game. There were 41 extra bases. Wow. Now, Lou Gehrig, you had 41 extra bases, a cycle, and a guy that hit four home runs, the first to do it in Major League Baseball, and it's now been done 17 other times. So, congrats to Leanne. And thanks for playing along for trivia tonight. Continuing to warm is Brock Whittlesey with two outs in this eighth inning. Lugnuts trailing 5-3. They led through six innings but gave up the big three-run seventh, and that's the difference so far. And that, no surprise, right after Jack Perkins exited, because he was spectacular. And the bullpen has struggled against this Cedar Rapids lineup. They are tough. Whittlesey will make his 16th appearance here. ERA 7.5, 13 walks, 11 strikeouts through 18 innings this year. Unfortunate for Hunter Breaux as he exits with an injury, and hopefully he's okay. But it was after that last ball four pitch to Cardenas where they came out to take a peek at him. So a couple more warm-ups here for Whittlesey. Again, he had not thrown it all in the pen because there were two outs. And that's when Bro exited. So he warms up in the field of play. Now he's ready to go. And Noah Miller, the man that's 0 for 3 tonight, steps into the box. 1 for 14 in this series. Two balls on the ground, the other one up in the air. Ready on lefty. We're at first, two outs. Whittlesey's first pitch. Fastball outside corner, strike one. Lugnuts will have 7, 8, and 9 due up, and then they'll go through the top of the order potentially one more time to try and get back in this game. Play in the eighth. Pitch, checked it, didn't offer. Outside, ball one. Whittlesey's 1-1. Sent out to right center field. Hit deep. Welbus came in initially. Now goes out and makes the catch. Perez was just standing there going, where are you going? He was there for backup if needed, but Welbus tracked it down, called it off. And that is the third and final out. Nice job by Whittlesey to come in and get it. We are off to the bottom of the eighth. 5-3, Cedar Rapids.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off to the bottom of the eighth, and the first pitch in there. Strike one on the fastball to Danny Bautista. 7, 8, and 9 due up against Reggie Grace, the shutdown man in the pen for Cedar Rapids. Pitch home. Checked it down low and outside. Ball one. 5-3 our score. We're in the bottom of the eighth. It's just a gorgeous night for baseball. Again, every night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and here on Saturday. Awesome weather this week in Lansing. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball hit towards the left side of the diamond to his right. Miller, backhand throw to first from short in time. One down. It's due for good weather for the Nuts because they have had their fair share of rainouts. Now, for Cedar Rapids, they've only had one rainout. Where Lansing has already played in 5 doubleheaders this year. And remember, they had that back-to-back Friday-Saturday rainout in Lake County, so they had to make up a game here. Alexander Campos steps in. The pitch nibbles off the outer edge with the fastball. Ball one. Campos 3-for-3 and getting on base tonight. 2 walks and a single from the 8 hole. 5-3. Colonels, bottom 8. The pitch flies outside. 2-0. Campos just having a great night at the plate. He is not taking the bait on pitches out of the zone. Locked in. Doesn't have a home run yet this year, but a 2-out count. Here's the pitch. Shot foul, first base side. 2-1. 2 hits given up by Grace in that 7th inning when he came in, but they were left stranded at 2nd and 3rd. A strikeout to Buelbas. He struck out Valenzuela and Muncy to start the inning. Hits to Susak and Perez. 2-1. Inside corner, strike 2, and he's right back in the count. Lansing goes down 1-2-3 in the 8th. They'll have the top of the card due up in the 9th. 2-2. Ooh, up and in as Campos backed up. And he is grabbing his wrist there. Didn't hit him, but I don't know if he didn't twist the bat out of the way in time or something happened on a quick movement, but it's now 3-2 on Campos as that buzzed him back. He's going to restrap, it looks like, the hand guard on the front of his left hands back on. And he is in a 3-2 count for a second straight time. Here's the pitch. In there, called strike 3. It was coming right at Campos and twisted right back in. Good slider action on the front door. A 4th strikeout for Grace. What a pitch. Understand why he is so difficult to hit. That right there, that pitch is no fun. 10th rounder from 2018. Now we'll face Arribilanales. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Challenge fastball right down the chute. 5-3 Cedar Rapids. The Lugnuts looking like they're going to need a super heroic ninth to win this one tonight. 0-1. Bunted down the third base side. Off his mound to the left. Grace has it. Setz throws to first in time. Angeles put away. And 1-2-3 go the Lugnuts in the eighth. Top of the order will be two up in the ninth. Nuts trying to keep it a two-run game as they'll come back out defensively for the top of the ninth when we return to Jackson Field.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, 8 innings down, one more to go here. Cedar Rapids trying to spoil Defender of the Diamond night as we kick off Marvel Weekends here. 5-3, Colonels. They face Brock Whittlesey. First pitch, that comes in and hits the hand or arm of Misael Urbina, and he is down on all fours. That went off the right hand, maybe the right thumb, and he is down now on his backside. Oh my goodness. Cedar Rapids has had a couple of guys that have been injured in this one. They had to remove a couple of players last night. And then that one there, just too tight on the inside part of the plate, didn't come back across. And Urbina is in all sorts of pain right now. He's being looked at by the athletic trainer. Looks like it's Randy Yang out there, the assistant athletic trainer. And he's talking with Brian Dinkelman, the manager. But Urbina is still down, laying down the third baseline. And they're running out of options with how many guys they've lost. Remember last night, it was Jose Salas that went out. Because he fouled one off his foot. Kyler Fedko was taken out of the game last night. Urbina replaced him. Now up to his feet is Urbina. And he's bent over, hands on the knees right now. Man, he is just grimacing in so much pain. You can see, I'm sure, he's trying to stay in this game, but takes the batting glove off, still shaking and holding that left hand with a ton of pain. Wow, give him a lot of credit. He's going to head down to first base and stay in this game. So the Lugnut fans salute him as Urbina heads to first. That left hand has got to feel just numb and constantly stinging right now after a fastball came in on him. Right on the handle of the bat. Brock Whittlesey has to feel bad about that. Just came inside, looks over, and it was a word of encouragement to Urbina. Here's Ernie Yank. The pitch. Yank takes it wide, ball one. 5-3, Cedar Rapids in front. They're being out hit 10-5. They have one air. Lansing has none, but they have the timely swings. It was the three-run seven that's done in the nuts so far. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner. Fastball, strike one. Lansing led 2-0. Lansing led 3-2. They had that 3-2 lead heading to the seventh, then it disappeared. And they trailed for the first time with the three-run seventh. Two hits and eight batters to the plate. 1-1 pitch. There goes Urbina to second. It's swatted foul back towards the sweeps to our left. Strike two on Yake, who's 0-2 with a walk in the seventh. So we don't see against Yake here. Nobody out. One on. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Way outside. Good snag by Susak to his left as he spun around. Again, this has happened, if it does again tonight, for a third time where Lansing has led. Gives up runs late. Pitch. Twisted out to left center field. That ball is down for a base hit. It's cut off in the gap by Perez. He'll throw to third. Yake is headed to second. The throw in time, and they get Urbina. Campos tags him out. You can't test Perez. He's got a great arm in center field. And they get the lead runner for the first out of the frame. Imagine that's going to be a single for Yake, and then advancing to second on the throw. It's an 8-5 putout. Good inside-out swing from Yake. He's on for a second time. One out for Cavaco. 5-3. Colonels, the pitch. Way outside, ball one. Cavaco 0-3, fly out, strike out, fly out. In the third, the fifth, and the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a miss as he left his stance. We'll see the 6'3", 210-pound, 26-year-old out of Mesa, Arizona, undrafted in 2019. Spent time in Midland and Lansing last year. The 0-1, checked it, foul back off the backstop, 1-2. Again, top of the order due up for the Nuts in the top of the ninth. Johnny Butler, who's homered tonight, Valenzuelos had a hit, and then Muncy, who's walked. Then it'd be Daniel Susak, who's reached three times if they get to him. 1-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. Two outs. First strikeout for Whittlesey, but here's the big one. The guy they have not been able to get in these clutch moments in this series. Tanner Schobel, three more hits tonight. Bases loaded. He delivered a two-run double. His last at bat. The pitch home. Line drive right back up the middle. Perez going to his right around third. Yake coming in to score, no throw. It's a four-hit night for Schobel, his 13th of the series, and his 10th RBI. This man is putting in the work for a potential Midwest League Player of the Week award. What a series for Tanner Schobel. That's a big insurance run to give them a three-run cushion. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez, the pitch. Too tall, ball one. And imagine if they don't get that throw out at third base. It'd be 7-3 and only one out. 1-0 pitch. Popped up. Behind home plate, though, and out of play. Susak lost it. Now sees it, but it's into the lower bowl. Done a nice job on Rodriguez tonight, 0-4 with two strikeouts. Cedar Rapids has scored the last four runs in this game. Again, familiar to what we saw early in this series. They trailed 3-1 in game one and then scored the final. Four runs in the sixth, the eighth, and two in the ninth to take their first lead and win that game. Then won a one-run game on Wednesday, 3-2. 1-1 pitch. A little bit low. Susak lost it. Now finds it. No advancement for Schoble. Dominating 24-5 win on Thursday, and then Lansing won 3-2 yesterday. Lugnuts were up 3-2 and now have given up four straight. 3 in the seventh, one here in the ninth. Still out hitting Cedar Rapids 10-7, but with runners in scoring position, these guys have delivered again tonight. The pitch home, in there, strike two. 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position, but a couple of home runs have certainly helped out. They've only left four on base. Again, only seven hits, but had multiple extra base hits. The pitch just off the outer edge, 3-2. Of the seven hits tonight, three for extra base hits. Home run, two home runs, and a double, and a four-hit night for Schoble with three singles and a double. 3-2 pitch. Just inside. Close misses, but no calls. And that is ball four. The Lugnuts dugout didn't like those last two calls. Thought that there was strike three a couple of times there. Josiah Shepherd says nope. So this inning continues against Whittlesey. You can feel this one potentially slipping away with Rosario coming up. A big swing could put this out of reach. 6-3, Cedar Rapids. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He was going for it right there. Two-run shot for him back in the fourth. His third home run of the series. 10 home runs for Cedar Rapids in this series to give them 41 on the year. Lansing has 30 on the season. 0-1, swing and a miss. Changed it up on him. 0-2. Schoble at second. Rodriguez at first. A run already home. Two hits in the inning and a walk. And an HBP. Colonel 6, Lugnuts 3, top 9, 2 out. Oh, 2 pitch. Slides away, ball one. Schoble, Rosario, and Ross, the three guys that have punished Lansing pitching this week. They're trying to win the series today and take four of the first five games. 1-2. Swing and a miss, slides it out, and it was chased by Rosario. Nice job to leave two stranded there by Whittlesey, but two more hits, a walk, and a run scored. It is 6-3. Lansing will need three to tie. Top of the order coming up in the final at bat in the bottom of the ninth for the Lugs.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
This large Lugnut crowd trying to will a come-from-behind win on Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight in Michigan State Capitol. It'll take 3 runs to tie. It would take 4 runs to win. The Lugnuts have walked it off a few different times this year, but they will face the man that has nailed down 5 saves and 5 opportunities. It's Miguel Rodriguez in to face Johnny Butler. The first pitch, up high outside, ball one. 6 walk-offs this year for the Nuts. Their last coming on May 21st against Lake County. The pitch. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes, but Lansing, the top of the card, due up. And they don't have to face Reggie Grace, who just went 2 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs, with 4 strikeouts, 33 pitches, 22 for strikes. He was effective. Rodriguez pitched to close out the win on Tuesday. Or on Wednesday, rather. Final 2 innings, gave up a run with 3 strikeouts. The 2-0. Inside, 3 balls, no strikes. Johnny Butler hit a home run against him in that one. The only hit and only run against the righty, so he's being extra careful against Butler this time around. 3-0. Up high outside, ball four. That's a good start. Now here comes Saheed Valenzuela. Rodriguez, numbers this year, ERA just a touch over 4 with 16 appearances under his belt, 21 and a third, 2/3 innings pitched, 10 earned runs, 2 homers allowed, 22 strikeouts, 6 walks. Opponents batting 235 against the righty. The pitch, there he finds the zone for the first time with the fastball against Valenzuela. 6 foot, 180 pounder, Miguel Rodriguez from Venezuela, against Valenzuela. The pitch, up high outside. Valenzuela thought about chasing. 1-1. Lansing has not scored since the 5th. Here we are in the bottom of the 9th. 1 on, nobody out. 6-3, Cedar Rapids. The pitch, swinging a bouncing ball. That's down the first side, foul, as it was stopped by Cavaco. He tagged the bag. But that works out for the Lugnuts. Could have been a double play. Hit right at the back there. Valenzuela 1-for-4 with a base hit. 2 ground outs and a strikeout. The pitch. Lifted out to center field, but hanging up, and the catch made by Rodriguez. Throws back to first. Butler is there in time. Nice jump by Rodriguez out there in center. He played that as if he had to stop, and that was going to drop to try and fool Butler. Stopped, made the catch, and then tried to get him out at first, but couldn't. That's unfortunate for Valenzuela, who lined it up, but it just held up in the air. Comes Max Muncy, 6-3 Cedar Rapids. The first rounder from a couple of years ago, selected by the A's, looking for his first hit tonight. The pitch, bottom of the zone, strike one. He's connected with a couple of balls, line drive in the third, long fly in the fifth. 25th pick in 2021, the pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. 10 hits tonight for the Nuts. Just 2 extra base hits, though. The rest, singles. One. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Cardenas. 1-2. Once he leans back from the right side, that green Oakland Athletics ankle guard on his front left foot. The pitch. Twisted, foul, first base side. 1-2. Going into that 2-strike approach here for Muncy. There's a stretch where he was getting hot, and now he's cooled back off. But again, he's had some good swings tonight. Did walk, put the ball in play, struck out in his last at bat. The 1-2 pitch, there goes Butler. Up high, and Butler is in with a stolen base. 2-2, no throw down to second. So the Nuts have swiped five backs tonight. Give them 65 on the year. Only one that was caught was Campos. Or check that, Bautista, the pitch. Lifted foul, first base side, out of play. Good at bat here from Muncy. One on, one out. 6-3, Cedar Rapids. As Lansing have a heroic night. Lined up in the ninth on Diamond Defenders Knights. 2-2 pitch. Lifted out to shallow right. Over to his right is Ross. Underneath of it comes forward, and he makes the catch. Butler stays put at second base. And the Lugs are down to their last out. No one hotter on this team right now, or perhaps in the Midwest League, than this man, though. Susak. Well, you could look across the board and say, how about Tanner Schobel? He's got 13 hits this week. Three-hit night, though, for Daniel Susak. He the last chance for the Nuts to extend this game. Rodriguez's pitch. In there, strike one. Susak with 9 hits in this series and 20 plate appearances. Open stance from the right, 4 home runs, 24 driven in. The pitch. Swinging a tapper over towards second. Yake to his left, throws to first, and that does it. Lansing falls tonight and in the series. Cedar Rapids takes 4 of the first 5. And they have won the series a night early. 6-3 the final tonight. Final totals coming up when we return with the postgame.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, despite out hitting the Cedar Rapids Colonels and having the lead for two-thirds of the game, the Lugnuts fall tonight for a fourth time in 5 games in this series. 6-3, the final, as Lansing now 22-28, while Cedar Rapids is 29-21. The Colonels have won 7 of their last 8 games. And again, they've won the series a night early here. The win tonight goes to the reliever for the Colonels. Malik Barrington came in to get the final middle 2 innings of work. 4 hits, 1 run, and 1 strikeout in 30 pitches. And the loss going to John Beller, who gave up those 3 runs coming in right after Jack Perkins had a quality start. 6 innings, gave up just 2 runs. The save to Miguel Rodriguez, his 6th, a perfect 6-for-6 this year. 3-hit night for Daniel Susak, including an RBI double. But not enough. Brian Puelbas, 2-for-4, 2 hits, 4 stolen bases. But the big swings, again, coming from the heart of this order. A 2-run shot from Kalei Rosario in the 4th tied the score. Ben Ross, a solo shot in the 7th, tied the score again. And then Tanner Schobel untied it later in that 7th inning with a 2-run double, a 3-run 7th. That put Cedar Rapids up for the first time. And then Schobel, for good measure, knocked in his 3rd. With his 4th hit in the 9th to make it 6-3. Lansing unable to get anything against Rodriguez in the ninth. So this one ends in 2 hours and 38 minutes. 5,996 fans coming out to see this one that stopped just before 10 o'clock tonight, as the Lugnuts have fallen for a fourth time this week at home, and they will try and salvage a second win in this series. Remember, Cedar Rapids came in here, took 4 of 6 last year. So we will see what happens tomorrow. As for tomorrow, the pitching matchup, Zebby Matthews making his debut for the Cardinals against Christian Fernandez, who helped the Lugnuts salvage the series against Fort Wayne last week and pick up a victory on Sunday. He's got an ERA just under 5. Two right-handers to toe the slab to close out this six-game set in Lansing tomorrow. It's a 105 start. We'll be on the air at 12:50. Again, it'll be a Diamond Defenders Day, as the Lugnuts will wear these Avenger and Marvel-themed uniforms once again. It is a Capital City Market Kids Day, so bring out the youngsters. They'll run the bases after, and then also get post-game ice cream across the street at Capital City Market. So, last chance to see the Nuts before they head out to South Bend the following week, and they will be back home in a couple of weeks against Peoria. Once again, your final score tonight, Lansing falls 6-3 to Cedar Rapids, who had 6 runs on 7 hits and an error. Your Nuts with 3 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. And the win tonight going to Barrington, lost to Beller, saved to Rodriguez in front of just under 6,000 fans at Jackson Field. Thanks so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow at 12:50 with the pregame to wrap up this series and move you forward with game number 51 of 132 beginning tomorrow. Have a great Saturday night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.